Welcome back here on KD Country 94 on the Sports Ticket, joined by Steve Tierney, coach of the Osborne Bulldog track and field teams. Coach, had a pretty good showing there at the 1A Regional at Washington County last Thursday and qualified quite a bit of your athletes for the state meet coming up here in Wichita this weekend. Just kind of looking at where you're at and how the regional went there. How do you feel about the way the kids performed leading up to this state meet?
You know, I thought the regional went really well. As we talked the last time we talked, was that's kind of we geared everything towards, or at least the last month was geared to peak at regionals, and boy, they sure did that. They did a really good job, and we even qualified a couple that I didn't think we would, and then pretty much everybody that I thought would qualify did, and you know, did well. So that's, we had a lot of PRs that game, so, or that meet, so that was good.
When you look at this girls' sign up things and the boys' sign, I'm kind of, I put everything together as far as the area athletes are concerned, and it does look like you've got, like, not only did you qualify here for state, but you were a very tough regional. So you know, looking at your marks, you have a lot of kids that look like they could medal this weekend if you can, you know, have very good performances like you did at regionals, right?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, I think if in some of the things we've been struggling in all year, I mean, we're sitting kind of up towards the top. So, I mean, like I said, they got to go perform. And I think they will. I mean, we've talked a lot about that this week during practice. I mean, it's not like we're going to get a lot better this week. But what we're going to try to do is just not get worse. And then when you get there, just make sure you control what you can control. You can't control how many people are watching. You can't control how good the other people are. You can control what you do. You know, just go out there and do what you've done all year and let's see what happens.
You have, like, multiple qualifiers with Johnny Hamel with the distance running, and then you've got your relays in the 4x8 boys and girls that have qualified, and then, you know, Gracie's qualified, Gracie Reiner for the discus and javelin, and she's toward the top in the javelin. So for those that kind of do those things and qualify in separate events and different events and have a lot of opportunities here to have success, how do you approach a weekend like that to make sure they're focused in every single event that they're competing in?
Yeah, just kind of like we said earlier, I mean, control what you can control. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, basically be prepared, be warmed up. You can't control the weather. Just get out there and get ready to roll. So hopefully that we do those things and run your race. I mean, a lot of our people that are going to be competing are in distance things, so you can't run out and say, I'm going to run with the leader the whole time. If the leader's just that much better, run your race and you'll end up where you end up, and hopefully it's a good spot. But like I said, on paper, right now I think it looks pretty good, and I think we might, in some of those distance races anyway, I think we might surprise some people.
Steve Tierney, the coach of the Osborne track and field team. Coach, we certainly thank you for taking some time. I know you'll be busy this weekend with a lot of area athletes that have a chance here for the Lady Dogs and your Bulldog boys. Best of luck this weekend, and hopefully you bring a lot of hardware home.
All righty. Thank you.